Insects are everywhere. They're in our gardens, lawns, and homes. The only place they haven't been discovered on Earth is deep, deep in saltwater oceans. They're also a big part of human culture. They star in movies, think Ant-Man and Bug's Life. They influence fashion and even lead to new technologies. Barrett Klein is a biology professor at UW La Crosse. He studies entomology and the relationship between insects and human culture. Barrett, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You have, I understand, an origin story that led you to a lifelong pursuit of the science and art of insects. What is it?
Wow, I guess one origin story is that I was 5 years old and I found a dead insect in my parents' driveway. And I was struck by the beauty. I come from a family of artists, and having this accessible, handleable, gorgeous butterfly dead in my hands inspired kind of an epiphany. I knew that insects would play a central role in my life, just didn't know how.
Now, you do the science of insects, also art, and you discovered that you're not the only person to have that epiphany. Can you talk a little bit about the long tradition of human culture and art being inspired by the world of insects and other arthropods?
Indeed. In fact, we can go back to the beginnings and before the beginnings of human evolution to look at connections primates have had with insects and the earliest hominids had with insects in a variety of forms. For example, simply the eating of insects or the living with of insects. Eating of insects traditionally, actually, let me ask you, how many insect species do you think humans traditionally consume
on purpose?
On purpose.
I don't know. I would guess
that is an excellent qualifier because the Federal Drug Administration allows certain parts per thousand or million of insects and orange juice and countless other things that we consume. So all of us are entomophagists to some extent.
I would guess probably a low number, like 12 or 20 species. I'm guessing I'm way low on ones we eat on purpose.
A couple magnitudes off. A very conservative estimate would be 1,611 by a recent publication, as in a month or two ago. But that's a very conservative estimate because traditional practices, for example, in Oaxaca, Mexico, number 146 species of insects alone used today.
Now, you do art, and you are inspired by the insect world. What kind of things do you do?
Oh, a lot. I used to do scientific illustration, and I still do to some extent today, but I used to make natural history displays at a studio in Missouri, and then at the American Museum of Natural History, and I was hired on essentially as an entomologist who creates art. So I fused the science and art in a way that could inspire or educate the public. So I mold cast sculptures of insects I made, paint them to put them on display in dioramas, but also thermographic videos. What I'm really excited recently in producing are sculptures made from insect products. So I keep some honeybee hives, and I might stick a bicycle helmet in there, an old broken bicycle helmet, see how they build on that, and then collaborate with them. Build with more beeswax to produce these elaborate helmets.
I'm going to ask for a brief answer to a huge question. Can you talk about just the range of symbolism that bugs offer in art, in the art world, in different cultures? It's not all just, ooh, bugs, icky.
Yeah, so symbolism can take many different forms, and we can reach into ancient Egyptian symbols, for example, in mythology, all the way to symbols today. And I'll go backwards. I'll go forwards. I'll start chronologically. So if we think about Khepri, the god of in ancient Egyptian mythology, the symbol is a dung beetle, the sacred scarab beetle that would roll the spherical ball of dung, like a celestial body, the sun, across the sky. To today, you could go to Enterprise, Alabama, and see the herald of prosperity in the form of a boll weevil beetle being held aloft by a statue because they celebrate this pest or this insect that would destroy a crop so that they would... It basically caused them to be more enterprising and look to other crops for their success stories. And they recognize that. But you'll also find insects on currencies around the world. My wedding ring is made of a Greek coin that's 2,000 years old with a honeybee on it. But you have currency both in coin and bill form that feature insects for various reasons, and postal stamps and beyond.
We'll leave it there for now, but I hope we can talk more about this in the future. Barrett, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
That's Barrett Klein, professor of biology at UW-La Crosse. We talked with Barrett about how bugs, insects influence human culture and art.